This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Well, Don Lemon is making headlines again. It's for a reason you might not think, though, Heidi. He was talking to Bill Maher on his podcast the other day, and he starts going into detail about this supposed sexual harassment situation that he dealt with before he was let go from CNN in 2023. And I want to play part of that clip.
There are some things that are really egregious, right? And that, not everything is Harvey Weinstein level. And
no, so that's so, rape.
And then some of the right, that's a whole different story. I'm not talking about that, and I'm not saying it makes it right, but. I remember when I was in Atlanta and was in the cafeteria, commissary, whatever.
At CNN.
And this woman, young lady, tweaked my nipples and said, "Oh, it's cold in here." And I said, "Okay, you realize if I did that, they'd be walking me out the door right now." But I didn't care to go to HR. I didn't say anything because I was just like, it's a double standard.
Good for you.
So he never went to HR about this. Says there was another incident where some woman, I guess, sexually harassed him or acted inappropriately toward him. And still just decided, because of this double standard you just heard him say about male victims, that they essentially wouldn't do anything. But of course, now he's coming out about it. He is gay. He says the women knew he was gay. Maybe that's why they felt comfortable doing it.
It's out of line, obviously.
What is out of line
to him? But my gosh, what a baby!
Now, obviously, you know it's a little different if you're doing that to a woman versus a man. However, it's still an HR issue. You can't go around tweaking the nipples of a man. You just can't do that. In case anyone needed to hear that, you can't.
Okay. Carl, please hang on to that clip, because that's got to be a promo for something later on.
Don't you wonder sometimes what people are thinking? You know, like, is this woman someone who was really close to Don Lemon? It doesn't sound like she was, because, you know, he doesn't name her. There are some friendships where maybe they have some goofy interaction and that wouldn't be as weird, even though I still think it's weird. But if you don't really know someone that well, it just dumbfounds me some of the things that coworkers will do and say. And this is over my 10 plus years in media. I've experienced this, not that, but I've had people say stuff to me where I'm like, "Really? Like did you really just say that to me? Do you not realize that I could easily walk to HR right now?"
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you about a situation. We'll talk about after the break, a situation that I had to deal with went like that. But it's not very often that that's come up with me in radio. But, you know, once in a while, you have to come down on somebody and say, don't do that again.
We all have to watch those goofy videos about if someone makes you uncomfortable, make sure you report it to your human resources department. And here are 10 examples of what constitutes sexual harassment. And, you know, we click through as fast as we can because it seems like it should be common sense. We don't need someone to tell us that you can't touch somebody inappropriately or make some weird, creepy comment to somebody. That just should be common knowledge. You don't need some 45-minute HR video to tell you that, but sadly you do, I guess, for some people, because that's what's so surprising to me. And I wonder what percentage of cases actually go to HR. I don't think I've ever gone to HR, despite people saying inappropriate stuff to me. I don't know that I've ever gone to HR about something like that.
I never have. I will tell you the story after the break. I never have. But, you know, you don't get to click ahead. They always say no, because you read it really fast and you click and they say, no, please take more time to absorb the material before going to the next page, right?
Well, yeah, so then I go do dishes really fast and I let it run through its little course and then I come back and click next.
Exactly.
You realize you're admitting this on the air after
that's
saying
fine.
That you found it, that you actually took the course.
Yep, I still got my little certificate.
Yeah, but you were admitting that you did it fraudulently.
What, one certificate? We got like 20 certificates. What are you talking about? One.
No, you do it every year. Don't you do it every year? They have a new one every year to remind people to please don't be creepy.
Well, because every year there's another complaint from the whiners. It's another thing that's suddenly offensive to somebody. I can't keep up.
I mean, but really, how often do you think these instances happen where people are doing or saying things that are inappropriate and whether someone takes it to HR is almost irrelevant? Like, how often do you think this is happening? I mean, of the number of people listening right now, what percentage of people do you think have experienced this in the workplace?
I don't know what the percentage is, but I think that, some people are whiners. And, you know, a lot of it is you have to handle it yourself. You should be able to tell somebody off without running to HR. I actually wrote a book called Cocktail Waitress Wisdom. About this very thing, how little girls don't act like a little girl, especially women. Don't act like a little girl. Tell them off right there. Handle it like a big girl. Daddy can't come to work with you. You got to handle these things.
Yeah, but see, even in some situations, because I've had it with managers where it's very awkward and you're kind of stunned when it's happening and you just feel so uncomfortable and you don't know what to do. And there's just so many weird scenarios, because I agree, the best case is just to tell someone off in the moment. And then if it doesn't stop, then you go to HR. But I will be the first to admit that I have been scared off of telling someone that basically they're being creepy. I'm looking up statistics and it says roughly 25, such a big range, roughly 25 to 85% of women, okay, and 10% to 45% of men report experiencing some form of sexual harassment in the workplace.
I'd like to see what the definition is. You know, some of these people nowadays, they say you look nice today, or I liked you better with a baseball hat on or not, or whatever. The next thing you know, you wind up in HR. I mean, some people are so sensitive that, it becomes an issue. Mm-hmm. And then there are legitimate things, like if you don't sleep with me, I'm going to fire you. I mean, obviously, hello.
Right.
Or they put their hands on you. That's obvious. But there's some other things that happen that are a lot more subtle.
I think it's the way you say it, too, because you're right. There are people who, if a man went and told a woman she looked nice today, that she would be the first to run off to HR and say, he's making me uncomfortable and all these things. So then it makes people feel like you can't say anything and we become robotic. So I have no problem with people telling me you look nice today. I think that's nice. Now, where it could get creepy is if someone's like, you look nice today. You know, like, it's the way you say it, too, that can really change. Yeah, that can really change the way that it's perceived.
Right.
Versus you look nice today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. If you spend an hour getting ready and then you get mad, or when everything's hanging out at work and then you get offended because some guy, whoops, I'm sorry, I looked down at your cleavage because that's the only thing I see. That's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
It's out of line.
Well, and how many of these cases are the man supposedly said something to the woman versus the woman said something to the men? Is there this double standard that Don Lemon is talking about where men, it's just kind of like, you know what? You're being a wimp. Just suck it up. It's fine. Whatever.
Don's lucky somebody tweaked him. That's all I'm saying.
Is he married?
I don't think so.
I mean, he's just, icky. I don't say that because he's gay. I say that because he's just, you know, yeah. I'm not trying to pick on the guy, but I mean, come on, buddy. It's probably the biggest thrill he had at work.
He says, if I told the story, I don't think they were going to believe me, basically. He wishes in hindsight, I guess, that he had.
They would have laughed him out of HR. I mean, come on. Be a man. Stand up.
No,
I
think they would have done something. If he had gone and said what happened, I think they would have taken... Well, I think that they would have probably... They would have to, quote-unquote, investigate it. Now, where that investigation goes, I don't know. But don't they have to at least open some sort of, like, a case if someone brings something like that to them?
Yeah,
legally?
I think he handled it well by telling her, and he pointed out very clearly, according to him, that if he had done that to her, he'd have been walked out of the building. I thought that was a great response. I don't know what you need to do beyond that.
Well, and it is true. That, he would have been walked out of the building.
Consistency. Well, yeah.
So in that regard, it would be a double standard. I mean, I can actually understand what he's saying in that way.
I get it, but can we just all adhere to the rule of keeping your hands off your coworkers? How about that? Can we just all go with that?
But it's well, yes, we should all go with that. Also, though, people need to realize there is a line on creepy things that are said to people. And it's not just the touching thing. It's because the way I've experienced it mostly has been just people saying weird comments to me. And you're like, did you really just say that to me? Did you really?
Give me an example. Give me an example.
I can't think of a specific. I mean, I'm picturing a situation, but I can't remember specifically what was said, but it was definitely about things I was wearing, and it wasn't just like, oh, you look nice today. It was more specific, things like that. You know, and I started a Title IX investigation with somebody, and it basically went nowhere because the person was very inappropriate with a lot of women over the years, and essentially he got promoted. Which was very frustrating for many women. But I was one of the only people who was willing to come forward about that, even though I know for a fact other women had been impacted and experienced similar things I had. Everyone was, because this person was so powerful, they were too scared to come forward and put their name out there because they knew that if it came out somehow that they were going against this person, that it wouldn't look good and that it could hurt their career in media. And yada, 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 all these things. So that's really frustrating,
that's
too, where, yeah, that there's this power thing where people are too scared to come forward and say anything because they're worried about how it will end up hurting their career. And I get it. I didn't say anything for years.
Well, yeah, and if you're somebody like Gretchen Carlson, she's the one who did it right. She got a ton of money, and she sued Roger Ailes personally. And if you get life-changing money out of a lawsuit, then maybe it's worth it. But most of the time, all you get is maybe a few dollars if you succeed, and you never work again.
You know what? I have 30 seconds, maybe, before we go to commercial break. Real quick story. A gentleman who was an agent of some sort was meeting with us students when we were in college, and he was going over our montages, I guess you'd call it, our work, and he was saying how impressed he was with me and if I wanted to meet later, talk about opportunities and stuff like that. So of course I met him in a public place, and he has a drink and he starts making fun of me for bringing my laptop, and then, like, as if we were actually going to do work, and then he proceeds to tell me about how he had judged some wet t-shirt contest and his escapades in Mexico and all of these things. So that was one example of a situation where I will not forget that. And I was stunned because I just felt so stupid that here I am thinking this guy actually wants to help me. And that was just made very clear when I got there that that was not his intention.
Wow. And that was right out of college.
I was in college. I think I was maybe a junior or senior in college at the time.
Oh,
yeah.
Geez.
And this was a professional guy who's still in media, to my knowledge.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Yep.
Wow. That's crazy. Well, that's a great story, but yeah. The Pits. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.